Derech Eretz Kadmon HaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ruchama Welcher, and this week we'll be focusing on the Midah of Achrayas, of responsibility. Yesterday we discussed how the hardest thing is to admit and acknowledge our imperfections and to take responsibility even to ourselves. And we also discussed how this is so crucial for growth because unless we own our imperfections, then we can't ever change them. And today I wanted to extend that and to discuss how an attitude and a consciousness of taking responsibility, a consciousness of achrayus, can help us to make better choices in the first place. So there's a Tosefta in Brachos which discusses the reasons why Yehuda was chosen from all of the Shvatim to be the king. And all of these reasons are related to him taking responsibility. So the first reason that it provides is that he saved his brother Yosef from death. The brothers saw Yosef approaching, and they intended to kill him, and they intended to pretend that a wild animal had killed him. And Yehuda ultimately saves him from death by saying, "Ma betza ki naroig esochino, what gain is there in killing our brother, v'chisino estomai, and concealing his death?" Now the Sichos Moser points out over here that the brothers had made a Beis Din. There were 9 of them, and they joined Hashem into their Beis Din, so there were 10 in the Beis Din, and they made a halachic decision based on whatever reasons that their brother Yosef deserves to be put to death. A halachic decision. It wasn't a whim based on sibling rivalry. And Yehuda himself was part of that Beis Din, which means that Yehuda thought that Yosef should die according to halacha. He was part of the Beis Din that decreed his death sentence. But what he's saying here is, V'chisino estomoi, I don't like the idea of concealing his death. I don't like the idea of pretending that it wasn't us. His issue here was a lack of taking responsibility. He's saying, whilst I agreed with you that we determined his death halachically, if we can't take responsibility and we need to hide it and pretend it wasn't us, then there's a problem with it. Then this isn't a valid din. Because we aren't taking responsibility for killing him and we're going to hide, it's a signal that we're doing something wrong. If we've got to hide it, maybe we shouldn't be doing it. And if we really believe that what we're doing is right, then we should be able to face the world with that choice. We should be able to take responsibility. If you can't take responsibility for the Psak Din, if you can't own us, if you can't say it was us, we made this decision, we paskened, then it isn't a valid Psak Din. And this is a very powerful nuance in the idea of taking responsibility. If we can't own our actions, if we can't admit responsibility for them, then it's a test, it's a proof almost that there's something wrong with what we're doing. And we actually see a similar example of this with Yehuda's great-great-great-grandson, David HaMelech. The Ramban makes the connection between the two stories. And in the incident of David with Bathsheba, which according to the Gemara was not a sin at all, David sends Bathsheba's husband Uriah Chitti to the front lines of the battle where he's killed, so that then David can marry Bathsheba. And I repeat, there are all kinds of reasons for why this wasn't halachically problematic at all. And Uriah was married by Malchus, which means he had rebelled against the king, so the king is allowed to or even supposed to kill him. He was deserving of death. David was supposed to kill him. But Hashem then sends Nathan Hanavi to confront David about his behavior in the incident. And he rebukes him for killing Uriah. And he says, "Va'oisoi haragta b'cherev b'nei Amon. You killed him through the swords of b'nei Amon. You hid behind b'nei Amon instead of killing him yourself." Again, the idea that if you're so sure that what you're doing is clean and it's pure, own it. Take responsibility. Kill him yourself. Don't hide behind the swords of the b'nei Amon. If this is the right thing to do, then do it. According to the Metzudah, this is worse than if you would have killed him yourself, possibly because it's an abdication of responsibility. It's hiding behind b'nei Amon. And if we can't own our actions, if we can't take responsibility for them, then potentially it means that there's something wrong with them. Sometimes in our lives, we have to do things that are not pleasant. We have to fire someone, or we have to tell on someone. Maybe we have to inform someone about somebody else's risky or problematic behavior or something. But if we can't take responsibility for it, and we have to hide behind someone else or something else, it raises questions about whether we should really be doing this. It's like when someone writes an anonymous letter to a magazine. Like, why didn't they want to put their name to this? And of course, there are 100% times when it's appropriate and it's the right thing to keep certain things private and keep our behaviors private. but it's an important question that we can ask ourselves to test the integrity of our actions. Before we do something, if you can ask yourself, am I happy to own this? Am I happy to take responsibility for what I'm doing? That's very possibly a litmus test of whether it's a good thing. So the reflective question for today is there anything in my life, at home, or in my business, or in the choices that I make that I don't want other people to know about? Even if I think or I know it's technically okay, I don't want other people to know about them. And then reflect on that. Why is it? Why don't you want to take ownership or responsibility for this thing? And what does that mean in this situation? Thank you for learning together and have a great day.